Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3, 5 and 6. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting and our hope. At the bottom of the page here in the ESV is a footnote. The footnote says, some manuscripts insert firm to the end. If indeed we hold fast our confidence firm to the end and our boasting in our hope. The writer to Hebrews calls us to a confident hope, a courageous hope, a confident hope that stands tall even in the face of danger. Courage to do what is right and just, a confident hope that will not back down, that stands tall, even when threatened. A courageous hope that does not fear. We are called to a confident, a courageous hope. A hope and a confidence that is firm to the end. For that's what we're hoping for at the end. At the end of our individual lives, certainly, that we will go to be with Jesus, our bodies asleep in the grave, and that we will rest safe in the presence of our Savior. But there is another end. A final end, a last day, a day of resurrection. And on that day, we hope when our Lord returns, it will be a glorious day, bodies rising out of the ground, no more sickness or pain or tears. On that glorious day when Jesus returns, justice will be served and all things will be made right. We join with all creation on that glorious, incredible day when death and decay will disappear once and for all. Our hope is in the end. Individually? Oh, but so much more for that final day. But that hope and our confidence and courage within that hope are threatened. We have opposition. Things happen that can shake our confidence and can make us quiet instead of courageous and boasting. I read a couple weeks ago that Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. In some countries, churches are burned. Pastors are thrown into prison. Believers are treated as anything but an equal citizen. We pray for those countries regularly here in chapel. It can shake your confidence to hear what's going on in the church. Or closer to home, it's difficult to be courageous when you take a stand and you are simply ripped apart for it. Just ask the owner of Chick-fil-A. He stood up for traditional family values, a marriage of a man and a woman, husband and wife, and what a beating he took. It's hard to be courageous in a world like that. Or an athlete says he or she is going to remain a virgin until marriage and greeted with skepticism or cynicism or downright ridicule. A teenager who goes to church is bullied or teased. A woman wears a cross on her uniform and is threatened with dismissal from work. A church is denied a building permit because the city wants the tax dollars. A university professor is denied tenure or promotion or publication because of his beliefs in creation. It's enough to shake your confidence, enough to make your courage disappear. And we become all too quiet. No boasting in the hope. But the writer of Hebrews does not leave us in this call to a confident hope all by ourselves. This is not some lonely hero that has to do this all from within. Oh no. The writer of Hebrews tells us to consider Jesus. To think long and hard about him, to fix our eyes on Jesus. And he compares Jesus to Moses, the great Old Testament prophet. Moses was a servant in the house. Jesus built the house. Moses, well, he died and could lead his people no more. Jesus died, and he rose from the dead. Confidence, courage. Walk up to that empty tomb and look inside. No one's there. He's risen from the dead, never to leave us alone for the facing of this day and its troubles. Look at Jesus, risen from the dead, body glorified, transformed as the first fruits of our hope. Jesus does not leave us alone. He is our confidence. He is our hope. But that's not all. The writer of Hebrews also says that Jesus builds the house. It's a house with a firm foundation. It's a house that will stand any attack, any threat, any danger, because Jesus has built it. What is this house? Better yet, who is this house? We are. You and I. And all those believers through all the generations. Jesus brings us together into this church to support and encourage and build each other's confidence and courage up for the hope that we have. There's a phrase that's been popular in the last few years. Perhaps you've heard it. Let me know if you have here. It's called, "I've got your back." Heard that one? That's what the church is. I've got your back, and you've got mine. The phrase simply refers that when you're in the midst of a struggle or a danger or a threat, somebody else is behind you, protecting you, making sure there's no surprise attack. We've got each other's backs. Here in the church, Jesus brings us together and gives us words, his words, to encourage and build each other up. Here in the church, he gathers us together around a supper, his supper, as the communion of saints, to strengthen us in our confidence, in our courage, in our hope. We're in this together. We have each other's backs. One of my favorite stories about what it means to be in this together as a church is about a young girl who lost her arm in an accident. She was very self-conscious about her missing arm and did not want to go out. But her mother said, "You need to go." And one of the first places her mother took her was to church. Now, the mom knew what was going on. She called the pastor and her Sunday school teacher to make sure everybody would be welcoming of her and not call on due attention to her missing arm. But on the Sunday they went, the Sunday school teacher could not make it, and a substitute was there. And the substitute had decided to do the hand play making the church. Do you know this one? This is the church. What's next? This is the steeple. Open it up, and there's all the people interlocked together as one. But if you're missing an arm, it's a little hard to make the church. One of the boys in the class saw what was going on and went over and lent her a hand. "David, lend me a hand here." This is the church. This is the steeple. Open it up, and there are all the people. We're in this together. Thanks, David. The writer of Hebrews calls us to a confident hope, a hope that is firm to the end, not just of our lives, to that final day resurrection. And it is a call to a confident hope which we do not go alone. The risen Jesus is with us, and the risen Jesus calls us together into this house that he is building, his church. I've got your back, you've got mine. We're in this together. And that's a hope we can boast about.